This song reminds me, actually, of my granddad. It was just before he died, and this was actually in the charts, and I remember it very, very well. And it's a song which always kind of reminds me of my granddad, because I love my granddad. He was a fantastic guy. He used to always sort of have a go at us in a nice way, so we just weren't scared of him at all. And this is really, it's a great song. In fact, I've just done this album, and it's full of old songs, and this is one of the songs that I wanted to do on it, and I actually forgot about it.
All right. So
I'm kind of a
bit... Be on the next album, then.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping to do a next one, but this song I'd love to do on it, because I think this is a great song. And Louis Armstrong, no one would imagine, you know, he's got this big, deep voice like that, but, you know, he sings quite high. He reminds me of me sometimes.
I can't, you know, I don't hear that myself, but, you know, okay, fine.
Yeah, this is another one of my favourites, right. Definitely.
And the next one, it's Mike Nolan's choice, is ABBA, The Winner Takes It All.
To me, this is, ABBA have brought some brilliant stuff out. They're still selling it now. People are still listening to it now. But this particular one is definitely my favourite, and that's because at the time it was released, I was in another band, and they were called Brooks. And three of us in the band, we'd had enough prior to this being released. We'd had enough, we wanted out. And so we started to play up a little bit. One would turn up late and the other two would be sitting there waiting. Then next day, some wouldn't turn up at all and the other two would sit there, so no work would get. Eventually,
is this the way you get out of a band? Is it you just start messing about?
This is how we got out, yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually, this guy said to us, there's no rehearsals next week. I said, oh, okay then. And then check arrived in the post and we were given 4 weeks' money, which was for £160. That's right. How much we earned. £160.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're fired. So we got it. And then when I got fired, a week later, I got a phone call from the people that were putting Making Your Mind Up into Eurovision, said, would you like to be in the band with us? Would you like to be... help us do the demos, and if the song gets through, we'll put you in the band. And my words to her were, look, of course I'll help you with the demo, but I don't want to be in a band. I've just left. Right. When the song got through, she phoned me up and said, Making Your Mind Up has been accepted. We'd like you to be in the band. So she said, I wouldn't worry about it. He said, it'll only be for a few weeks because the song will never win. Of course, 32 years later, I'm still with Cheryl and Jay.
Lovely.
And the song that did it, and that's why I love The Winner Takes It All.